This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Tuesday on the sidelines of the U.N. climate summit outside Paris.
All of this will be hard. Getting 200 nations to agree on anything is hard. And I'm sure there will be moments over the next 2 weeks where progress seems stymied and everyone rushes to write that we are doomed. But I'm convinced that we're going to get big things done here.
World leaders are trying to agree on measures they hope will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States is deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to Iraq. The force will be in a position to conduct raids over the border into Syria. He testified before the House Armed Services Committee Tuesday. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. Vice Admiral Michael Franken says the group has grown to about 2,000 adherents in and around the city of Sirte. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders has condemned the repeated barrel bombing of a hospital in a rebel-held part of the Syrian province of Homs. The organization said the bombings have killed 7 people and wounded 47. It says half of the wounded are women and children. The charity says the hospital was attacked twice on Saturday. And for more on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Turkish president is challenging his Russian counterpart to prove allegations that Turkey is facilitating oil smuggling by the Islamic State group. Dorian Jones reports.
Ankara has angrily rejected Russian President Vladimir Putin's accusation that Turkey shot down a Russian bomber to protect its oil trade with the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would resign if Putin could substantiate the charge. Given that many of the allegations involve his son, Bilal, Erdogan has strenuously denied those allegations, and so far, President Putin has offered no evidence to support his claim. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
NATO says it will keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its Resolute Support mission in the region. He said that figure is in line with the current NATO's troop strength in Afghanistan. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday his country can do more to prevent deadly gun violence. The president's comments come in the wake of last week's attack on a Colorado abortion clinic. Mr. Obama said this just doesn't happen in other countries. Lawyers for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev are due in court Tuesday to seek a new trial for their client. Judge George O'Toole is scheduled to hear arguments in a U.S. district court in Massachusetts from Tsarnaev's attorneys. The attorneys argue that a recent Supreme Court ruling put Tsarnaev's convictions in jeopardy. The chief executive officers of many major U.S. companies are growing more cautious about U.S. economic growth. Many are cutting plans for business investment. A Business Roundtable survey of business plans for future capital spending, sales, and hiring over the next 6 months showed a decline in confidence from the last survey 3 months ago. The anti-corruption group Transparency International estimates that 75 million Africans paid a bribe in the past year. That figure is included in a report that says most Africans believe corruption is getting worse. According to a senior government official, Yemeni Prime Minister Khaled Baha has rejected a cabinet reshuffle ordered Tuesday by President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi. Hadi said earlier Tuesday that he was replacing a series of government ministers, including Foreign Minister Riyad Yassin. The official told the Reuters news agency that Hadi had made the changes without consulting Baha, who is also Yemen's vice president. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.